Today's Words of Wisdom, a prayer for world peace, will be presented in Slovenian and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Olasis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Croatian, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Urdu, and Turkish. Republika Slovenija leži v srcu Evrope in se ponaša sjajno ter izredno raznoliko pokrajino nad in pod površjem. Deželo, ki je na severu obdana z Alpami in Mediteranom na jugu, prekrivajo bujni gozdovi, pod površjem pa se nahajajo podzemske jame. Tukajšna pokrajina je zlitje vsega lepega na tem svetu, dežela iz pravljice. V Sloveniji lahko najdemo nekaj najbolj osupljivih krajev. Znana je po škocjanskih jamah, uvrščenih na seznam UNESCO-ve svetovne kulturne dediščine, kjer se nahaja cerkvenikov most, naravni most, ki se vzdiguje skoraj 50 metrov. Nedaleč stran najdemo Postojnsko jamo s človeško ribico in glavno mesto Ljubljano, ki jo opisujejo kot živahno mesto, polno zgodovinske dediščine preteklih 5000 letij. Konec maja leta 2007 je najvišja mojstrica Čing-Haj odlikovala slovenskega predsednika dr. Janeza Drnovška z nagrado za bleščeče svetovno vodenje, kot priznanje za izjemen trud in razsvetljeno vodenje svojih sonarodnjakov in vsega človeštva. Bil je pobudnik projekta Sadeži družbe, katerega namen je spodbujanje prostovoljnih dejavnosti in pobude Svet za Darfur za pomoč prizadetim zaradi konfliktov. Prav tako se je uveljavil kot uvršen pisec navdiha polnih duhovnih knjig. Na povabilo iskrenih iskalcev resnice je najvišja mojstrica Čing-Haj obiskala to lepo deželo med svojo zgodovinsko turnejo predavanj po 18 evropskih državah. Vabimo vas k užitkovemu pogledu predavanja z naslovom Molitev za svetovni mir najvišje mojstrice Čing-Haj v Ljubljani 26. maja 1999.
Supreme Master Ching-Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Zakaj mora biti nekdo drug, da te razsvetli? Why should there be somebody else to enlighten you? Ali lahko to naredimo sami zase? Can't we do this for ourselves, believing in our inner master, če verjamemo notranjega mojstra?
Yes, that's a good question.
To je zelo dobro vprašanje.
If you can do it yourself and you can see God every day, you can see light every day, which represent the essence of God, if you can hear God teaching every day, then no need.
Če zmorete sami videti Boga, če vsak dan vidite luč, če vas Bog dnevno uči in vodi, potem seveda mene ne potrebujete.
Because seeing is believing.
Kajti, če vidite, to pomeni, da verjamete.
If you don't see God yet, if you don't see any light within you, just darkness when you close your eyes, then come to me, I show you that God is there.
Če pa še ne vidite Boga, ko zaprete oči, vidite temo, ne vidite svetlobe, potem pridite k meni, pokazala vam bom, da je Bog v vas.
Dolga leta sem vegetarijanec, ja, imam pa psa, ki to ni, ker vem, da v svojem ustroju ustvarjam, da meso je, zato mi je težko, da posredno sodelujem pri ubijanju živih biti. I've been vegetarian for a very long time, but I do have a dog who is not vegetarian, and because I know that he is in his body, made so that he eats meat. It's very hard for me to cooperate in this killing of the living beings to supply meat for him.
There's no need to force another beings into your way of life if he is not ready.
Nobene potrebe ni, da bi silili druga bitja v vaš lasten način življenja.
But if you try vegetarian and he likes it, then maybe he's ready.
Če pa mu boste ponudili vegetarijansko hrano, pa mu bo všeč, potem je morda pripravljen.
Many of our brothers and sisters have dogs and cats, and suddenly they don't want to eat meat anymore. So they have to try a different way to feed them with macrobiotic food. You know, thing like that. It happens.
Številni bratje in sestre imajo namreč hišne ljubljenčke, pse in mačke, ki so kar na lepem začeli odklanjati meso in tako jih morajo pripravljati makrobiotsko prehrano.
You know, all beings have consciousness inside. You know, we let them choose their way of life, including human beings. We choose the way we walk our life.
Saj veste, vsa bitja imajo v sebi zavest, vključujoč z vsemi ljudmi in dopuščajte jim. Vsak naj hodi po svoji poti tako, kot želi sam.
And then when they are ready, they will choose another way.
In ko bodo pripravljeni, si bodo izbrali drugačno pot. V začetku smo bili vsi eno z Bogom. Potem smo se ločili od njega in se po neštetih reinkarnacijah spet združujemo z njim. Ali se to ponovno pojavlja in zakaj? In the beginning we were all one with God and then we separated from Him. And after numerous reincarnations, endless reincarnations, we want to be one with Him again. So is this what is happening now and why?
Oh yes, this is what's happening now. Because we had enough.
Zato, ker imamo dovolj.
Just like Slovenia is very nice, very homey, but sometimes you like to go to Germany, England, or go to Taiwan, Japan, just to see around. But after many months of traveling, seeing different beautiful things, you're tired, you want to go home. Even though Slovenia is smaller, maybe, but it's your home, you like it, you go home.
To je tako, kot če bi, kot vi, ki živite v Sloveniji, Slovenija je zelo sveta dežela, pa bi želeli spoznati še kakšno drugo in bi šli v Nemčijo, v Anglijo, na Japonsko, v različne dežele sveta, na koncu pa bi se utrudili in si spet želite nazaj domov v Slovenijo. Kaj se zgodi, če prejmeš iniciacijo, potem pa čez čas obupaš, ko se nič ne zgodi, če te to ne zadovolji? What happens if you receive initiation and then you give up after a while when nothing happens because it doesn't satisfy you?
Everybody should feel satisfied after seeing God.
Potem, ko vidi Boga, naj bi se vsak počutil zadovoljenega.
But suppose you are too weak to walk all the way, then okay, you stay where you are.
Pa predvidevajmo, da ste prešipki, da bi šli do konca te poti, pač ostanete, kjer ste.
Just like you are registered in the college, but you don't study any further.
Kot ste recimo, da ste se upisali na fakulteto, pa pač ne študirate.
So just stay where is. Yes.
Pač ostanete tam, kjer ste.
But I would recommend a more positive thinking, a more courageous way of shaping your future. Do not think of giving up even before you start.
Ampak predlagala bi vam, da razmišljate bolj pogumno in razmišljate o tem, da boste obupali še preden ste sploh poizkusili, še preden ste sploh začeli.
If we know the way we choose is noble, is just, is correct and is happiness and it will benefit us in every aspects of our life, then we should continue with all our heart.
Če vemo, da se bomo odločili za plemenito dejanje, za ljubezen, potem smo pripravljeni in moramo stopiti na to pot s celim polnim srcem.
The most important commandment in the Bible is that love God with all your heart, all your strength, all your mind.
Najpomembnejša zapoved v Bibliji je namreč taka: ljubi Boga z vso svojo močjo, z vsem svojim srcem, z vso svojo predanostjo.
But we also have a kind of like a test drive for the people who just like to try and don't want to commit long term. Then you can just try it today, see how it likes, and you can continue a little bit at home if you want.
Pa vendar ponujamo lahko tudi poizkusno vožnjo za tiste, ki bi se želeli peljati samo na kratko testno vožnjo. In na to lahko to poizkusite še kasneje doma, malce, če želite, ali pa tudi ne.
So you want to test drive with God and test drive first.
To pomeni, da boste želeli najprej na testno preizkušno vožnjo. You said that there are two kinds of love. Dejali ste, da obstajata dve vrsti ljubezni, the earthly and the God's love, zemeljska ljubezen in ljubezen Boga. This way, love must be divided. I find that strange. Could you comment? Na tak način se mi zdi, da je ljubezen ločena. Ali lahko to razložite? To se mi zdi čudno.
It's not really strange. It's just like we are part of God, but we also feel divided, like into individual persons, and so we feel separated from God too.
V resnici to ni čudno, ampak kljub temu, da smo eno z Bogom, se čutimo tudi ločene, ločene med seboj in na tak način se čutimo ločene tudi od Boga.
Human love is part of God's love.
Človeška ljubezen je del Božje ljubezni.
So that we know what love is to begin with.
Tako da sploh začutimo, spoznamo, kaj je ljubezen.
We have to begin somewhere.
Nekje moramo začeti.
Just like some of you just want to test drive with God.
Tako kot nekateri med vami, ki bi želeli samo na poskusno vožnjo z Bogom.
Yes, you will also see God partially.
Res je, Boga boste prav tako videli delno.
But in order to know God completely and to elevate yourself into a highest possible consciousness, we have to go all the way, and that takes more serious kind of work.
Ampak če želite v popolnosti spoznati Boga in dvigniti svojo zavest do najvišje možne mere, je potrebno več truda in dela.
Actually, it's not much work. It's just sometimes like during your work, you take a coffee break, or when we're tired, we lay down to sleep. So meditation on God is just similar to resting a while or sleeping. That's it. Instead of sleeping, we just awake and see God. That's all.
Pravzaprav ne gre to, da bi morali trdo delati. Morda boste vzeli trenutek ob odmoru za kavo, morda preden boste zaspali, preden greste na počitek. Za trenutek meditirate, tako kot bi počivali, da zagledate luč Boga.
And when we finish that, we feel more recharged, more energetic, more intelligent, more loving. It's not like after sleep, sometimes we don't feel any better.
In ko zaključimo to predanost, potem se čutimo bolj napolnjene z energijo, počutimo se bolj bistre, ne tako, kot se včasih tudi po spanju, prebudimo pa smo kljub temu še vedno utrujeni.
This kind of rest is much, much better than ordinary sleep.
In take vrste počitek je mnogo, mnogo boljši od običajnega spanja.
It's also good for our body and mind.
To je prav tako zelo dobro za naše telo in naš um. Ko enkrat slišiš in vidiš, je to vse, je to razsvetljenje. Once you hear and see, is that it? Is that enlightenment? Once you get to the point of when you see and you hear, is that all? Is that enlightenment?
Oh yes, it's a beginning, but you go deeper and deeper into wisdom and love.
To je začetek, ampak potem boste šli še globje in globje v modrost in ljubezen.
Enlightenment means you see the light immediately, that's for sure. But in order to know the complete self, the whole kingdom of God, we have to do a little bit more every day, so we can know the whole mansion of God.
Razsvetljenje res pomeni, da razsvetlite, osvetlite sebe, če pa bi želeli v popolnosti spoznati kraljestvo Boga, spoznati vse domove, vsa bivališča Boga, potem je potrebno narediti še nekaj več.
Until we reach complete disappearance of the ego self and only God remains.
Dokler ne dosežemo točke, ko v popolnosti opustimo ego, ko ego popolnoma izgine in je, obstaja samo prisotnost Boga.
It's like Jesus when he say I and my father are one, not I do, but my father does.
Tako kot Jezus, ki je govoril, jaz in Bog sva eno, tega ne delam jaz, to dela Bog skozi mene.
Then we can do whatever Jesus does, as he has promised us. Whatever I do, you can do even better.
In potem zmoremo vse, kot nam je že obljubil Jezus, dejal je nam reč, naredili boste vse, kar sem delal tudi jaz, in to še bolje. Ali ni razsvetljenje individualna odločitev in mar Bog postavlja pogoje? Isn't enlightenment an individual decision of every individual? And is it not that God would set conditions?
Yes, of course you have to decide that you want to be enlightened.
Seveda, vi sami se morate odločiti, da želite postati razsvetljeni.
There is no condition because God is already there.
Nobenih pogojev ni, kajti Bog je že, obstaja.
But in order to be a God-like, we should examine our life whether it is all correct.
Če pa želimo živeti po podobi Boga, moramo oceniti svoje življenje, ali je vse tako po Bogu.
For example, being vegetarian is not a condition. It is just a way of expanding our love to all beings.
Denimo, vegetarijanstvo ni pogoj, pač pa je samo način izražanja naše ljubezni vsem živim bitjem.
Because if we are enlightened, we are God-like and God is love.
Kajti, če smo razsvetljeni, smo povezani z Bogom in Bog je ljubezen. In kaj, če ne moreš verjeti, se identificirati z Bogom, ampak verjameš v neko višjo, nedefinirano silo, je smiselna iniciacija. And what if you do not believe, or if you are not able to identify yourself with God, but you do believe in some higher, unidentified power? Is it sensible to take initiation?
It is always sensible to know God directly.
Vedno je smiselno spoznati Boga neposredno. Spoštovana mojstrica, ali ni krivično do drugih ljudi, da mi vi lahko izbrišete karmo, drugi ljudje jo pa morajo kot neizrabljeno energijo sami odslužiti? Kaj sem naredil za to, da mi lahko izbrišete karmo? Honorable Master, isn't it unfair to other people that you can clear my karma? And other people have to work out the unused energy or in their service. What did I do that you can clear my karma other than become a vegetarian?
No, I cannot force even my service upon the people who do not request. So whomever requests me to do anything, even to suffer for them, I would do it.
Sama ne morem prav nikomor usiliti svojega služenja. Lahko pa naredim tisto, za kar me vi prosite. Če želite, da za vaš trpim, bom to naredila.
The doctor, we just have to give medical assistance to any patients who come to him.
Zdravnik lahko ponudi zdravniško pomoč samo tistim in vsem pacientom, ki pridejo k njemu.
It is maybe not fair in your opinion, but the doctor cannot go around and point at everybody and say, hey, you're sick, you must come to me and I give you medical treatment. You must go to the hospital. Even if he say that, the patient will come or not come, it's up to the patient.
Morda se vam res zdi nepošteno na nek način, ampak lahko razumete, da zdravnik ne more hoditi naokrog in kazati na ljudi in jih prositi, veste kaj, ti potrebuješ mojo pomoč, pridi k meni. Nikogar ne more v to prisiliti. Vsak lahko pride k njemu le sam.
The God power will cleanse your bad karma.
Moč Božje ljubezni bo očistila vašo karmo.
It's not I who do anything.
Ne gre za to, da bi jaz karkoli naredila.
It's just as the God power make use of this body.
Pač pa moč Boga uporablja to telo.
And sometimes because of the karma means the cause, the effect of your doings. Maybe the bad karma is so great that the God power must use a strong dose, and of course it affects this body.
In včasih je posledica vaših dejanj, vaša karma, tako zelo močna, da je seveda potrebna močna ljubezen do Boga in to lahko vpliva tudi na vaše fizično telo.
But don't worry about it. This body is just an office. Doesn't matter what happens to it. It's worth it to make other people happy.
Ampak telo ne vas ne skrbi, kajti to je samo navlaka, krama. Nekaj, kar boste prej ali slej odvrgli in vredno je, da usrečite druge ljudi.
The body is just like a car, just to make use of it, to deliver people to where they should go.
Tako kot bi nekomu ponudili avtomobil, da se bo lahko peljal tja, kamor bi moral iti.
So don't worry if the car gets scratched or the car become old or the car is not as beautiful as when it's new. That's the purpose of the car.
In zato naj vas ne skrbi, če popraskate svoj avtomobil, če se postara vaš avtomobil. To je njegov namen.
Besides, we are all one, so if I serve you, it's like I serve myself.
Ampak, na vse zadnje smo vsi eno in če služim vam, je tako, kot bi služila sebi. Zakaj so vojne na svetu in kaj lahko naredimo, da bi se vojna končala? Why is there war in the world and what can we do to stop the war?
The war is there because we have created some kind of war-like energy on this planet.
Vojne so na svetu zato, ker smo ustvarili neke vrste vojno energijo na tem planetu.
Every time we hate, every time we want to kill, every time we do not love one another like God loves us, we create a war-like energy.
Vsakič, ko sovražimo, vsakič, ko želimo nekoga ubiti, ustvarjamo energijo, ki ni energija Boga.
And when enough of this kind of energy stick together, then it materializes into war.
In ko se zbere, akumulira dovolj take energije, se ta energija utelesi skozi vojno.
Hatred and envy and all this kind of negative feeling has energy, just like love has also energy.
Sovraštvo, zavist in podobno ima v sebi energijo, tako kot je tudi ljubezen energija.
So when somebody loves you, when you're in love with one another, you feel so blissful, happy, even though you cannot touch this love, you cannot explain it. But you know it's there and you bathe in this kind of love, you feel so good.
In ko ste ljubljeni in ko vi ljubite, se počutite tako neizmerno blagoslovljene, ste srečni in lahko čutite to energijo v sebi.
Similarly, when we hate one another, we also feel very uncomfortable. We feel sometimes even sickened because of that.
In zelo podobno se takrat, ko nekoga sovražimo, počutimo zelo neprijetno, včasih celo fizično zbolimo zaradi tega.
Hatred, jealousy, possessiveness, ignorance, all this will make war, anytime.
Sovraštvo, ljubosumje, posesivnost, nevednost, vse to je tisto, kar lahko vsakem trenutku ustvarja vojno.
That's why we have to take care of what we think, what we do, what we want in our daily life.
Zato moramo v našem vsakodnevnem življenju paziti na to, kaj mislimo, kaj delamo in v kaj verjamemo.
People make war because they also suffer so much inside of not knowing God. They feel lack of love, they feel lack of comfort, they feel lack of security, lack of blessing, they don't know where to turn to. They're not even sure whether God exists, they're desperate for something, so they became violent and they make war.
In ljudje ustvarjajo vojno, zato ker ne poznajo Boga, ker so tako zelo negotovi, nimajo občutka varnosti. In ker ne vejo, da Bog v resnici obstaja, postanejo tako zagrenjeni, da ustvarjajo vojno.
Enlightenment is the only solution for all kind of disease in this world.
Razsvetljenje je edina rešitev za vse vrste bolezni na tem svetu.
God love is the only medicine for all kind of trouble in this planet.
In Božja ljubezen je edino zdravilo za vse vrste težav na tem planetu.
I'm hoping with this European tour to raise the consciousness of people to help you to remember your higher self, your more noble being, so that the atmosphere will change, the energy will become more loving, more noble, more higher dimension.
In s tem svojim potovanjem, s turnejo po Evropi, želim in upam, da se bo zavest ljudi dvignila, da boste sprejeli svojo plemenitost, da boste razumeli, kako plemeniti ste in se bo dvignil nivo energije v energijo ljubezni.
And that's my prayer for world peace.
In to je moja molitev za mir na svetu.
I also want to come to see the refugees of the war, but I cannot go there.
Poskušala sem odpotovati tudi na obisk k beguncem, pa mi tega niso dovolili.
So we just send some financial aid through the Red Cross.
Tako smo pač samo poslali finančno pomoč preko Rdečega križa.
I also running around trying to remind everybody that they are God.
Prav tako pa se trudimo, da bi vsakogar spomnili na to, da je Bog.
And a God should not kill another God.
In Bog naj ne bi ubil drugega Boga.
Well, you can help by praying, you can help the peace of the world, you can help to shorten the war by praying, by remembering your higher self, by sending loving, kind thought to the victims and even to the one who make the war.
Lahko pa pripomorete k miru na zemlji, pripomorete k temu, da se bo vojna prej končala, tako da spomnite svoj višji jaz in pošiljate ljubezen tako žrtvam kot tistim, ki vodijo to vojno. Želim, da mi pojasnite učinek meditacije ob nespremenjenem načinu življenja, klasična prehrana, kajenje. Ali sama meditacija vpliva na način razmišljanja, ko kasneje sam, z uvidom, opustiš škodljivi način življenja in razvade, ki nam škodujejo. I would like you to explain to me the effect of meditation with the continuing lifestyle, classical food, and if I keep smoking, how would meditation affect
food?
My life?
What food?
Classical food, the normal, meat, diet.
If
smoking, how can meditation affect my life?
Whether the meditation affect when he still eat meat and smoke and all that?
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't take much effect. Because you have to purify also the body in order to receive the light.
Pomembno je, da morate očistiti tudi fizično telo, če želite sprejeti luč.
You can also still see the light if you eat meat and smoke and all that. But after a while, if you want to go into a higher dimension, then we have to take less luggage, less garbage. You know, like we have to clear the body, yeah, and refrain from those poison.
Seveda,
cloud the mind.
Lahko vidite Boga do določene mere, pa vendar, če boste kasneje želeli še više, potem je pomembno, boste želeli očistiti svoje fizično telo, kajti pomembno je, da za više nivoje zavesti, da se očistimo vse navlake, vse krame, vseh škodljivih stvari v telesu.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco, 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide, cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Sudden Infant Death Syndrome, or SIDS, light and mild cigarettes just as harmful, causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process, toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Emphysema. Bronchitis. Stroke. Impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking. Sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women. Plus more.
Ali meditacija sama vpliva na način razmišljanja, ko kasneje sam z uvidom opustiš škodljivi način življenja? And does the meditation affect the way of thinking when you eventually change your diet yourself?
Ah, well, you bargain, huh? You must remember, we have to love God with all our heart and our soul. And once we decide, God first, and the world later, then why don't just go quick?
Spomnite se, da mora človek ljubiti Boga z vsem svojim srcem, z vso svojo dušo. In ko se enkrat odločite, da bo Bog na prvem mestu in za njim svet, zakaj ne bi to naredili takoj, hitro?
Because if we continue with the way we did, like we take in those animal energies, which is a very low vibration, it will kind of pull us down and it's very difficult for us to get up.
In če bomo še naprej uživali meso, ki ima zelo nizko vibracijo, bo za nas zelo težko, da se bomo dvignili, da bomo šli navzgor.
It's just that God is love, and if we want to be near God, we should also be near love and be an example of love ourselves. It is very reluctant that we have to take vegetable and fruit, but they are very less in consciousness. And if you cut one branch of vegetable, they will grow three more. But if you cut one head of the pig, it will not grow three more pigs.
Kajti Bog je ljubezen in če želimo biti blizu ljubezni, moramo biti mi sami vzgled žive ljubezni. In kljub temu, da se nam zdi malo uživati samo sadje, ima sadje zelo nizko zavest. In če utrgamo morda zelenjavo, potem bodo zrasli tri novi plodovi. Če pa pojemo žival, ne bodo zrasle tri nove.
It is not that God cares about what you eat or that God is strict to us. It's just the way we should walk our life if we want to be near God. But you choose. You choose the way you walk, all right? I'm just telling you what is necessary, but you decide. You decide whether you want it now or you want it another life or another time. It's okay.
In ne gre za to, da bi nas Bog obstojal. Bogu ni nič mar, kakšno hrano živamo. Ampak vaša odločitev je, ali boste živeli tako, kot vam pač jaz svetujem, ali pa boste nadaljevali starim načinom življenja. Tudi to je v redu, počakali boste na trenutek, kdaj kasneje v prihodnosti. Ker sem kristjan, me zanima, kako živeti po veri, ki jo danes uči katoliška cerkev. Ali živeti po svoji veri do Boga, tudi po vaše? I am a Christian and I'd like to know how to live up to Catholic standards and at the same time live in accordance to what you are saying.
Oh, according to what I'm saying is a Christian standard. I keep the Ten Commandments and know God, that's all.
Kaj so po vaše krščanski standardi? Ali to pomeni živeti po desetih zapovedih in poznati Boga? Je to vse?
Yeah, I do not teach you to go out and kill people. I do not teach you to go and tell lie. I do not teach you to go and steal. I teach you the same, like Ten Commandments, even reducing to five. And you just know God, that's all. It's Christian. It's very, very Christian.
Kot vidite, vas jaz ne učim popolnoma nič drugega. Jaz vas ne učim, da ubijajte, da lažite, da kradite. Celo zmanjšala sem število zapovedi na samo pet zapovedi. To je isto in poznali boste Boga.
Even in the Bible, when God said that I make all the vegetable and all the fruit, they shall be your food. And they make all the animals, they shall be your friends.
In stara zaveza pravi, da je Bog ustvaril sadje in zelenjavo, ki naj bo hrana za človeka. Ustvaril pa bom živali, ki naj bodo vaši prijatelji.
God also advised that we should not kill any bullock, any sheep to make offering to him. God said that we should repent it because our hands are full of blood of the innocent animals. And we should stop that. It's in the Bible.
Bog prav tako od nas ne zahteva, da ubijemo ovco ali katerokoli drugo žival za darovanje. Pravi, da se moramo tega pokesati, ker so naše roke umazane s krvjo. To piše v Bibliji.
It's up to you. Which way is more noble to live your life? You choose, because you are God. You know when is your time.
Od vas je odvisno, ali se boste odločili za plemenito življenje. Vi sami se odločite, ali je prišel za vas čas ali ne.
You are still God, whether you eat meat or you are not eat meat, whether you join my group and my meditation or you don't join my meditation, I still see you as God. It's just you choose, you continue with your role and not choose to go home yet.
Kajti vi ste Bog, ne glede na to, ali jeste meso ali ne, ali boste, se boste posluževali moje tehnike ali ne, še vedno vas čaka pot domov.
So if you want to choose to know that you are God, then it's up to you.
Če se torej želite odločiti, da boste spoznali, da ste vi Bog, to je odvisno od vas.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Če uporabljamo kakršnokoli drugo tehniko pred to iniciacijo posvetitvijo, in se preživljamo na tak način, ali lahko to delamo še naprej, kot denimo reiki, masaža, shiatsu. If we practice some other technique before your initiation and we make a living doing that, can we continue doing reiki, massage or shiatsu after your initiation?
There are many other ways to earn living.
Veliko je še drugih možnosti za preživetje.
It is better to earn a living by the sweat of our brows, the way God has instructed us.
In bolje se je preživljati, zaslužiti denar, potjo z naših čel, tako kot nam je to naročil Bog.
And to worship God just for God alone.
In da častimo Boga samo zaradi Boga samega.
Yes. That's why whatever I teach you, whatever I do for you, I do it free of charge. Because this is the service of God, the power of God. I cannot charge anything.
Zato tudi vse, kar vam tukaj ponujam, delam brezplačno, kajti tukaj sem v služenju Boga in zato ne morem zahtevati plačila.
Many people claim also they are healed by praying to me, but I also never charge anything.
Številni ljudje mi pravijo, da so se ozdravili, ker so molili, misleč name, pa jim kljub temu tega ne zaračunam.
Because we are not the doer. It's God who does all the healing. So we, in my humble opinion, we should not make a living out of that.
Kajti mi smo samo orodje, mi ne naredimo ničesar. Bog je tisti, ki opravi vse delo. In moje ponižno mnenje je, da zato ne smemo zahtevati plačila.
So make a choice, huh?
Zato se odločite, izberite sami.
The world or God?
Svet ali Bog?
You have a lot of time, have eternity to choose.
Ogromno časa imate, celo večnost imate na voljo, da se odločite. Ali bi želeli živeti v naši deželi, ali bi želeli odpreti vaš center pri nas?
Would you wish to live in our country? Would you wish to open a center in our country? I wish, but I don't think I can. Every country wants to keep me.
To si želim, ampak ne vem, če je to mogoče. Vsaka dežela me želi obdržati.
So maybe I just have to come and go.
Zato bom morda prihajala in odhajala.
But thank you so much. We have also a center here.
Pa vendar,
already.
Najlepša hvala. Mislim, da je pri vas že center.
There's a contact telephone in the small book. But we don't really need any center. We meditate at home. We see God ourselves.
Ampak pravzaprav ne potrebujemo nobenega centra. Meditiramo lahko doma in lahko sami vidimo Boga.
Just center is sometimes like we come together, you know, share our love and experience is also nice.
Namen centra je pač druženje, da se dobimo, da se vidimo in zmenjamo izkušnje, kar je zelo prijetno. Ali je naše srečanje z vami naključje ali ne?
Is our encounter with you a coincidence or not? Nothing is coincidence in the arrangement of God.
Nič ni naključje ureditvi Boga.
In the Bible it is said that even one hair from your head falls down. It is his will.
Biblija namreč pravi, da tudi če vam odpade samo en las na glavi, je to njegova volja.
When we know God, we know that everything is his will.
Ko poznamo Boga, vemo, da je vse njegova volja. Ali nam je vse, kar se nam zgodi, usojeno v sedanjem in prihodnjem trenutku? Ali je naša usoda že določena in le te ne moremo spremeniti?
Is everything that happens to us our fate or our destiny? In the present and in the future moment, is our fate already defined or our destiny? And can it be changed or not?
Yes.
Fate and destiny... It's a kind of fix for everybody.
Usoda je na nek način določena za vse.
Because we don't have enough willpower to change.
Ker nimamo dovolj moči volje, da bi jo spremenili.
Because we don't have connection with God's grace so we can alter it.
Ker nimamo povezave z Božjo milostjo, da bi to presegli.
But after the reconnection we can change.
Po ponovni vzpostavitvi stika pa lahko spremenimo.
Because we don't work with the mind anymore, but we work with the universal power which makes everything possible.
Zato ker ne delamo več s svojim umom, pač pa z močjo univerzuma, ob čemer je vse mogoče, vse možno.
So after initiation, even the psychics cannot read your palm, cannot tell your future, cannot see anything.
Po posvetitvi, po tej iniciaciji, vam jasnovici ne bodo več zmogli napovedovati prihodnosti iz dlani, ker ne vidijo ničesar več.
Because your consciousness is rising to a higher level of consciousness. And from the higher standpoint, we can see clearer and we can alter many things. But consciously, you know, in a higher consciousness.
Ker se vaša zavest namreč dvigne na tako visok nivo zavesti, da od tam lahko vidimo vse.
I tell you another secret also.
Povedala vam bom še eno skrivnost.
Whatever happened now, there are many other possibilities happening at the same time in the store of the universe.
Vse, kar se bo zgodilo v tem trenutku, potegne za sabo še številne druge dogodke, možnosti. V tem trenutku bi se lahko zgodilo marsikaj v našem vesolju.
After I show you how, during daily meditation, you can peep into different possibilities and can even pick one for yourself and deny whatever you don't want to continue.
Med meditacijo, ki vam jo bom kasneje pokazala, kako jo lahko izvajate, boste morda lahko videli celo različne možnosti dejanj za prihodnost in odločili se boste za eno, ki vam bo najbolj ustrezalo in zavrgli tisto, kar vam ne bo všeč.
In the kingdom of God, there's no past, no future, no present. It's only one time continuously, and all is in one. Everything is in one. like in a storeroom, you know, there's so many choices.
V Božjem kraljestvu namreč ni preteklosti, ni sedanjosti, ni prihodnosti, vse je eno. Istočasno pa nam to ponuja neskončno možnost.
Jesus said that in my father's house there are many mansions. Because we don't know these many mansions, so we stuck with one choice only, which is a very low level of consciousness, the physical mansion. So we suffer. We don't know any other different alternative.
Jezus je namreč dejal, kraljestvo Boga so številni domovi. To pomeni različne dimenzije in ker mi ne poznamo drugih kot samo tisto, v kateri živimo, smo v njej ujeti in bivamo samo v enem domu Božjega kraljestva.
Knowing God means having the keys to all these different mansions and we are spoiled with choice and our life will become more fulfilled, more happy, more content.
Ko pa človek spozna Boga, to pomeni, da dobi ključ v vse domove, vstop v vse domove Božjega kraljestva in dobi možnost izbire.
Many mansions mean, just like what I said, many different events happen at the same times and we can choose one and can reject another. Just like many mansions exist in the same house at the same times and housing different things at the same time.
Da je v Božjem kraljestvu veliko domov, pomeni, da lahko bivamo v enem od teh domov istočasno. Istočasno pa to pomeni tudi, da lahko izbiramo iz različnih aktivnosti in zavržemo tiste, ki nam niso všeč. Torej se odločamo po svoji volji.
So only the enlightened one can have access to all these different choices.
In samo razsvetljenemu človeku je dan dostop do teh različnih možnosti.
And that's how your so-called bad karma can be erased too.
In tako se lahko izbriše vaša tako imenovana karma.
Because we know where it is and we can burn them.
Zato, ker vemo, kje je shranjena in jo lahko uničimo, lahko izgori, lahko jo zažgemo.
Yeah.
Kako deluje razsvetljenje na bodoče reinkarnacije? How does enlightenment affect the future incarnations?
Oh, of course, it's much better if everyone in your country is enlightened.
Seveda bo mnogo boljše, če boste vsi v vaši deželi razsvetljeni.
It's like seeing God's walking all over the country.
To je tako, kot bi videli bogove, ki hodijo po vaši deželi.
Now you are also God. It's just that you don't know you are God. Also, you don't know what kind of power the God within you has. So you cannot make use of it so much.
Zdaj ste že Bog, samo ne veste, da ste Bog. Ne veste, kako neizmerna moč vam je dana in je zato še ne uporabljate v polni meri.
In the next centuries to come, the world will become a better, different place because of many more people enlightened.
V naslednjih stoletjih, ki prihajajo, bo svet postal mnogo boljši zaradi toliko razsvetljenih ljudi, ki prihajajo.
It doesn't only affect your country, it will affect the whole world. But there will be no more war, there will be more love, more peace, more abundant food and necessities for everybody, not just for this nation.
To ne bo vplivalo samo na vašo deželo, pač pa na cel svet. Več bo hrane, več bo obilja in vsega, kar človek potrebuje. Ne samo v vaši deželi, pač pa na celem planetu.
The blessing will be shared equally, more equally.
In blagoslovi bodo razdeljeni bolj pravično.
So even if this country is very prosperous and peaceful, we still should think more of the world and we should also be enlightened so that we can bless the world more.
In če tudi je vaša dežela, dežela obilja in miru, je pomembno, da se odločate za razsvetlitev, zato da boste lahko blagoslovili to obilje tudi s preostalim delom sveta.
Yes, because there are many more suffering beings still in this world.
Kajti na tem svetu je še vedno zelo veliko trpečih biti. Ali obstaja pekel? Če obstaja, kako to? Naj smatramo življenje za Božji dar, saj lahko v njem priigramo pekel. Is there hell? Does hell exist? And if it does, how can we treat life as a gift of God? If we can if we can end up in hell eventually.
Don't you know?
Ali je peklo, mar ne veste odgovora na to vprašanje?
Hell is all over in this world already.
Pekla je že v tem svetu dovolj okrog nas.
Look at other countries and you see hell too.
Kar poglejte kakšno drugo državo, pa boste videli pekel.
Look at how badly people treat one another in other countries and you know hell exists.
Poglejte, kako grdo ravnajo ljudje drug z drugim v drugih deželah, pa boste vedeli, da pekel obstaja.
If there's no hell, God would not bother to send Jesus or any comforters into this world.
Če ne bi bilo pekla, se Bog ne bi trudil s tem, da vam pošilja Jezusa in druge ljudi, ki so vam v uteho.
If we live our life as a very good citizen, as a good human being, and we will not have to go to hell, whether you belong to a religion or not belong to a religion.
Če živimo dobro življenje kot dobri državljani, potem vam ne bo treba v pekel, pa bodi si pripadate veri ali ne.
If the Christian keep the Ten Commandments, they will not go to hell.
Če se bo kristjan držal desetih zapovedi, ne bo šel v pekel.
If the Buddhist, the Muslim, keep the two commandments of their religion, they don't have to go to hell.
Če se bodo budisti in muslimani držali obeh zapovedi, jim ne bo treba v pekel.
But they might have to go to another kind of life which is similar to this planet.
Ampak gremo v drug način, v drugo življenje, ki je podobno temu planetu.
Or they might be able to go to heaven for a short while and then come back or go to another planet similar to that kind of consciousness.
Ali bo tak človek morda šel za nekaj časa v nebesa, nato pa se bo spet utelesil, bo šel na drug planet, na katerem je podoben nivo zavesti kot na tem planetu.
Hell does exist because of whatever we sow, so shall we reap.
Pekel obstaja, kajti res je to, kar človek poseje, to žanje.
If we sow the seed of hatred, of injustice, of causing suffering to any beings of any kind, of course we will experience exactly that. Whatever we give to another, we will experience that ourselves at the end. And that what we call hell, if that is bad outcome, is hell, is suffering.
In seveda, če bomo posejali seme sovraštva, nepravičnosti, seme zla, s katerim bomo prizadeli, ranili druge ljudi, potem bomo seveda morali tudi sami to izkusiti in temu lahko na nek način rečemo pekel.
That's why Jesus have advised us to love your neighbors, love your enemy even.
Zato nam je Jezus svetoval, ljubi svojega soseda in celo ljubi sovražnika.
For these people hell does not exist.
Za te ljudi pekel ne obstaja.
I'm only here to show you heaven right now, so you not fear that you will have to go to hell because you can see heaven yourself.
Tukaj sem zato, da vam pokažem nebesa, da vam ne bo potrebno v pekel, ker boste sami videli in doživeli nebesa.
And for anyone else who do not want to know heaven, but still worry about hell, then please keep the Ten Commandments. Pray sincerely every day to God or to Jesus, then you will also have less problem when you die.
Za vse tiste, ki pa si ne želite uvideti nebes, pa vas kljub temu skrbi, da bi šli morda v pekel, se le oklepajte in držite vseh desetih Božjih zapovedi in živite dobro.
God bless you.
Če ne Bog z vami, Bog vas blagoslovi.
Remember to pray. Thank you. Voila, voila. Thank you for your love. Thank you. I feel your love so much.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Veseli nas, ker ste bili z nami v današnji oddaji Besede modrosti. Prosimo, pridružite se nam spet jutri pri naslednjem razsvetljujočem predavanju najvišje mojstrice Ching Hai. Sledi oddaja Glasba in poezija. Na Supreme Master televiziji, takoj za pomembnimi novicami. Prosimo, ostanite še naprej z nami. It is our joy to have you join us on today's Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for another enlightening lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Up next is music and poetry here on Supreme Master Television after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW